主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你为我们活路开通。
For open for us a long living way.
你真是一个敞开的神。
You are the God who opens His heart.
你用无限的恩典来接纳了我们。
And you have accepted way us the way we are.
我们说我们头无遮，身无蔽。
Yeah, we have nothing to cover us.
是你来遮蔽了我们。
But you have come to cover us.
带领我们进入你的筵宴所。
And you have taken us to your banquet.
可以与王子同坐席。
Now we're sitting with the prince.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you for that grace.
哦，主，我们早先都来到你的面前。
So we all come to you this morning.
我们也打开我们的心。
In the same way, we open up our hearts towards you.
主啊，我们欢迎你进来。
And we say we welcome you, King.
主，我们的心有空处为你。
And we have place for you, King.
主，求你来掌管我们全人。
Please come and take control of our whole life.
哦，主，因为你为我们死的时候给的就是你的自己。
When you died for us, you gave us all.
早今你配得我们全人全心以全爱。
And therefore this morning we say you are worthy of us all.
主，我们感谢你。
And we thank you for that.
愿早今你得到所有当得的荣耀。
And we pray that you receive all the glory that you are entitled to.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. 把时间交给您的弟兄。
Now I'll give the time to Brother Smithers.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Doc.
Well, let's just take a moment just to pray a bit, okay? The Lord is available this morning. And we need to make ourselves available to Him. Amen. So, let's just take some initiative and pray and ask Him to speak to us this morning. Lord, we don't know how to go or how to do by ourselves, Lord. We don't know how to go in or out by ourselves, Lord Jesus. And so we just ask you to help us and guide us this morning. Strengthen us and teach us, encourage us this morning. We bless your name, God. We give you glory and honor and praise. We seek you this morning, God. We lift out our hands towards you, Lord. And we ask you, God, to respond to us this morning. Respond to every seeking heart, Lord, this morning. Thank you for your promise, Lord Jesus. It says if we draw near to you, you will draw near to us. So we together this morning, collectively, God, draw near to you. We seek you and desire you and praise you, Lord. We are determined just to give you all glory, all honor, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We worship you, Lord, this morning. We honor you this morning, Lord Jesus. God, we open our heart to you this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God, we pray that there would be nothing between you and us. No roof between us and you, Lord, this morning. And no walls between each other, Lord Jesus. God, just draw us out into a broad place, Lord. Where our heart is open towards you. Thank you, God. I just pray that you'd be with my mouth and my mind and my heart to speak this morning. Lord, that I would communicate clearly and concisely, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to speak to you this morning about the open heart of God. And our response towards that open heart, and how God expects us to respond to one another. Amen.
Amen.
We as the church are seeking an open heaven. A clear place, nothing between us and the Lord. Amen. And to receive all the benefits of that open heaven. Well, let's back up just a bit. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, there's the promise of an open heaven. Amen? We have access to an open heaven. There is no excuse for there being anything between us and God any longer. Because of what Jesus did on the cross. Amen? So we as a people are seeking a visitation, if you will, of that open heaven. But in order to receive all the benefits of that open heaven or the open heart of God, we must likewise, as believers in Jesus, have an open heart ourselves. We want God's heart to be open towards us, amen? But is our heart open towards the Lord? Jesus sent His Son to remove every obstacle between us and Him. But are we, as the believers of Jesus, are we hanging on to things that are closing off our heart? So we want an open heaven, amen? We are learning by faith and God's grace to pursue an open heart, amen? In order that we might have an open hand towards one another. An open heaven, our heart open, and our heart and hand open towards one another. Amen? In fact, the way we understand or evaluate how open our heart is towards God is usually demonstrated by how open we are to one another. Remember the New Testament author that said, how can we say that we love God that we cannot see? If we cannot love one another, our brothers and sisters who we can see. Amen. Our understanding of God's character, what God's like, determines everything concerning our Christian faith, our testimony, our conduct, and our experience in the Holy Spirit. If our understanding of God's character, His attributes, is distorted. In other words, if we have a wrong view of what God is like, we will be ourselves distorted and imbalanced in our Christian faith. If we have an understanding that God is very severe and God does not really love us,
神不够爱我们,
that is going to impact how we love one another, isn't it? But God in His Scripture shows clearly that His heart is open towards us through the Lord Jesus. That understanding of what God is like empowers and frees us to be open-hearted towards one another. Are you tracking with me this morning? Am I making sense? Okay. God's heart is open towards us. And as a direct consequence of that open heart, His eye is open towards us. His ear is open towards our cries. And His hand is open towards us in giving and providing for our every need. Amen? Mothers, fathers, when your heart is open towards your child, your eye is careful to notice what they need. Amen? Your ear is very careful to hear the cry of your child. Amen? How many of us parents all of a sudden started to hear the little sounds that we never noticed before we had children? Amen. Mothers, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? There might be 100 other sounds around you that might you might not pay attention to or ever hear. But let your little son or daughter cry from across the house. And you hear it just like that. Amen? In the same way, God's heart is open towards us. So His eye is watchful and open towards us. His ear is open towards our cries. And just as we as fathers and mothers give and provide for our children freely, God's hand is open towards us. Amen? We must remind ourselves about this truth about God. Amen? We must remind one another what God is like. When we fear and are discouraged and disappointed, we must encourage one another about what God is like. God cares, God sees, God hears, God provides. Let's read some scriptures that remind us of these truths. Amen? Let's not be like... Now, let us back up here just a second. Sometimes, a child will reach a certain age where they're so focused on themselves that they're not noticing that their parent cares for them. That their parent is watching over them. That their parent is listening to their needs. And sometimes we, as in our early days when we were immature children, we were so focused on ourselves that we didn't even notice how God was providing for us. Amen? So we too, as believers in Jesus Christ, don't want to be like selfish children, do we? That we are so focused on ourselves that we're not noticing how God's heart is open towards us. Amen? Amen. So let's be reminded about how good our God is this morning. Deuteronomy 28:12. The Lord will open to you His good treasure. The heavens to give the rain to your land in its season and to bless the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Why? Because the Lord is providing for us. Amen? His heart is open towards us. Another Old Testament passage that just underscores this principle. 2 Chronicles 7:15. The Lord declares, "Now my eyes will be open, and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place." God will listen. God will notice. God will watch. He pays attention to the prayers made in this place among His people. Amen? Why? Because His heart is open towards us. Psalms 34:15. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry. That's good news, amen? Aren't you encouraged that when you lift your cry to God, He notices, amen? The Psalms encourage that He does not forget the cry of the humble. He's listening, He's noticing. Proverbs 1:20. Wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open squares. Who is this wisdom that we're speaking of? The wisdom of God is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? God isn't hiding from us. Amen? He comes out into the open to declare His good news and His character to us. Sometimes we will come across brothers or sisters who say, "I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what's right. I don't know what's wrong. I don't understand how to make this decision. God's not making it clear to me." Most times, that's not on God's part. Because wisdom is available if we will seek it. Amen? We may be confused or conflicted by the desires of our heart that pull us in many different directions. But we must take confidence and be encouraged by the fact that God's heart is open towards us. And God desires us to show us in the way that we should go. Isn't that what the Word says? Amen. Isaiah 41, thank you. Again, God's heart is open. God says, "I will open rivers in desolate heights." In very dry places, God opens a river. And fountains in the midst of the valley. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. Again, this is God's character. This is God's attitude. This is what God is like. God is not stingy. God does not want to crush His people. Amen? God does not want to withhold from His people. God's heart is wide open towards us this morning. Amen? God wants to teach us and bless us and provide the things that our hearts need. Amen? It's the enemy that presses down and hurts people. Amen? But God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is a good shepherd. Amen? He provides for His people. He provides for His sheep. He leads His sheep. Amen? Isaiah 42, verse 7. This passage out of Isaiah was fulfilled through the ministry of the Lord Jesus. Jesus came to open blind eyes. Where there's darkness, where there's no vision, where there's no sense of direction, God wants to bring open eyes. Amen? How do blind men or women know where to go? Not very well. Amen? Feeling around, stumbling, tripping, falling. God does not want us to walk that way as believers. He wants to give vision and sight so we can see clearly how we should walk, how we should put one foot in front of the other. This too is part of the blessing of God's open heart towards us. To open blind eyes. What does God want to do? He wants to open blind eyes. To bring out prisoners from the prison. Has anyone ever been in prison? Probably not. We wouldn't tell anybody if we had. Amen? I visited many prisoners in the maximum security prison down in Texas. They live in a little cell about 8 feet wide by 12 feet long. Not much room, amen? No room to move, no room to breathe, no sunshine to come in. Some people, even as believers, live that kind of life, I'm afraid. God wants to bring us out of dark, restricted places. Amen? Give us abundant life where the sun is shining. Amen? Where there is freedom to run and move and rejoice in the Lord. Where we can lift our voice and be blessed. Amen? Where we're not bound up and restricted. Are you bound up and restricted about what other people think about you? Sometimes we're so worried, aren't we, about what others think. It steals our voice from us. It stifles the gifts that God has given us. It obscures who God has made us to be. God wants to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prisons. Those who sit in darkness from the prison house. Over and over when you read the New Testament, there are these moments where the world grabs hold of the apostles of God, beats them and throws them in prison. And then God swings wide open the prison door. Amen? That is an extension of God's open heart towards His people. Ezekiel 37, verse 12. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Again, an extension, an expression of God's open heart towards us. He doesn't want us blind. He doesn't want us imprisoned. He doesn't want us buried in a grave. Amen? wrapped in and surrounded by death and grave clothes and darkness. God's open heart brings the promise of hope, freedom, and victory. So what I'm reminding you and myself about this morning, if there is a lack of openness and freedom in our Christian experience, now hear me, if there is a lack of freedom and openness in our Christian experience, it is not God's fault. It is not because God's heart is closed towards you. His heart is open towards you. Amen? This openness, this freedom that comes from God is released by a heart of childlike faith. Amen? Oftentimes what keeps us from tapping into this great freedom, this great joy, this life that comes only from God is our unbelief, our doubts, our skepticism. Amen? We are, salvation is by faith in Christ alone. Amen? What is salvation but freedom, hope, and light? Amen, in God. It comes as we, as a little child, put our faith in Jesus. Matthew 7, verse 7 through 9. Jesus exhorts his disciples, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you, if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? Again, describing what God is like. He's like a good father. Amen? That has an open heart towards his son or daughter. How many of us, when our child, our small child, cries from across the house, do we ignore them? Maybe they're stuck under some play toy. Do we ignore them? They're needing help. Do we ignore them? Jesus is telling us we need to have that kind of faith, the faith that a good father would run and help their child. It's really not that hard, is it? Sometimes we make the Christian life much more complicated than it really is. And you may say, well, I've tried, I've prayed, I've sought, but nothing happened. All I can exhort you is we must back up and look at our eyes on God. Remind ourselves of the faithfulness of God's Word. Amen? God is not a man that he should lie. Amen? He's not trying to trick us. We must declare that the Lord is good. He is faithful, He is true, He is kind. His loving kindness is new every morning. And we as the people will believe in the goodness of God. Amen? Isn't that the very reason why we come together and break the bread?
Amen?
We remind ourselves weekly, day after day, that God is good, that He paid a sacrifice on the cross for us. Matthew 9, 29 and 30. There's nothing new here this morning, is there? No new revelation, is there? Just old gospel truth that can set our heart free if we'll just believe it. Then Jesus, or He, touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. And their eyes were opened. Do you have a closed place in your heart? In your life where it's dark? A part of your heart or a part of your Christian life that is not working the way God designed it to. God is reaching out His hand to touch that part of your heart. But remember what Jesus said to these blind men. According to your faith, let it be to you. You must stretch out your heart and believe, amen? Set aside your doubts and your arguments and your criticisms. Just for a moment to open your heart to the Lord this morning. You know what I'm talking about when you sense God wants to do something in your life? And all those little excuses and voices start rolling around in your head. Oh yeah, but this and that and all these different reasons why you shouldn't trust the Lord again. Or is it, am I the only one that deals with that? Anybody else experience those little voices that talk to you and try to discourage your faith? The scripture says we must take our thoughts captive, amen? I mean, more than once, I've told those little voices in my head sometimes to be quiet. I'm not going to listen to that. I'll put those things behind me, underneath my feet. I will clear my mind of all that clatter and all those voices. I'll lift my head and look to Jesus. I will determine in my heart. I will believe the Lord. I will seek God. I will hope in the Lord, for He is good. Amen? Let it be done according to your faith. Mark 7, verse 33 and 35. Another man that has need of the touch of the Lord Jesus. And Jesus took him aside from the multitude. You know, the multitude where everybody's talking. All kinds of distraction, all kind of traffic. You know what I'm talking about? Even Jesus, when He wanted to do some very specific ministry, sometimes pulled people aside where there wasn't all these voices, all this noise and commotion. For the sake of that person who needed to receive ministry and help, amen? The Lord wants to do things in our lives. And honestly, we make it hard for the Lord to do it. if we're so busy, if there's so much traffic, if there's so much of a multitude around us all the time, that we can't get still before the Lord. Amen. That's why we need a quiet time, isn't that right? That's why we need to take a moment every day to get alone and get away from the multitude. Amen. To still our heart and to give our faith a good opportunity to lay hold of Jesus and the hope that's in Him. Amen. Am I making sense this morning? Some of us are too busy for our own good. We're making it hard for our faith to work and lay hold of Jesus. We're making it hard for us to hope in the open heart of God. And because we will not take the time to get quiet and lay hold of God, embrace God's open heart, our faith struggles to work, and as a consequence, our heart stays closed. Our eyes stay blind and closed. Our life stays closed. We exist in that square little prison cell where there is no freedom. Where it is dark and the sun never shines. And He took Him aside from the multitude. And He put His fingers in His ears. And He spat and touched His tongue. Now that's a little different, isn't it? Sometimes the way God does something new in your life is to do things a little different. Amen? Then looking up to heaven, He sighed. I believe this is just a sign of the compassion of God towards this man's need. Have you ever seen a great need in someone's life and you just sighed? You know, you just go, I wish it wasn't that way. This sigh that is without words reveals and unveils for us the broken heart of Jesus here. Christ's heart is open towards us, and He doesn't want our tongues to be mute and our eyes to be blind, our ears to be closed. He created us to have freedom, amen? And when He looks down and sees us blind and deaf and dumb, closed on every side, He sighs with compassion, amen? He sympathizes, He empathizes with what's going on in your life. He sighs because He wants it different, amen? Are you unhappy with something in your life this morning? Some area where you're all bound up. Jesus doesn't want it to be that way. So He sighed. And He said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. Be opened. Immediately His ears were opened. The impediment of His tongue was loosed. And He spoke clearly. The touch of Jesus made this man open. Amen. That's good news, isn't it? Our heart, our eyes, our ears, our hands, must be open towards God. I've read you scripture after scripture after scripture this morning reminding you that God cares for you. God's heart is open towards you. How will you respond? We need to open our heart towards God. Amen? And in the same way that God's heart is open, His ears are open towards us. A sign that we are opening our heart towards Him. Our ears must be open towards God. We must start listening for His voice. Our eyes must be open towards God. We must be start looking to Him in faith. Amen? Looking for His direction. And our hand must be open to do what He says do. To consistently experience God's open heart and hand, we're talking about His experiential love and care. You know, experiencing the care of God. Not just thinking about it, not just reading about it, but on a daily basis, to feel and experience the love and care of God. Are you doing that? Do you hear God's still small voice that says, it's going to be okay? I haven't forgot about you. I love you. I've got a purpose for you. I'm going to show you what you're supposed to do. Amen? There is no substitute for that, is there? How about you, young person? Are you listening for that direction, that voice? You want your life to be blessed, but you're not taking the time to listen. We must all have an open heart and open ears to God's voice. Amen? Not just to know what the right thing is to do, but an open heart towards God is willing to obey what God says to do. I've met a lot of Christians that said, oh, if I only knew what the right thing was to do. Oftentimes God will speak and speak and speak and give direction. Freely He will give direction. But if we are not willing to obey it, we cannot rightly expect God to continue to speak that clearly. God speaks the clearest to those who will obey Him. Amen? Let me say that again. God speaks the clearest to those who will obey Him. This is good Bible, isn't it? Amen? Not because I'm saying it's the simple truth of the gospel. But I confess I'm finding myself encouraged. We ourselves must also be open-hearted towards God and His promises and words of instruction. Actually, I talked about this a little bit at the San Jose conference. When God speaks, and we obey, and we keep on saying yes to God and obeying, it becomes easier and easier to hear God's voice. Did you know that? The more quickly you respond to God's instruction in open heart, you will find that connection to the open heart of God stronger and easier. Amen? But if we start to say no, you know, God says do this, go there, And we quench the spirit and say, uh-uh. It becomes hard. You know, we keep on doing that. God is merciful for a while with that kind of attitude. But if we keep on saying, uh-uh. No, I want to do things my way. That connection with the open heart of God becomes more distant and more fragile. And it becomes harder to hear His voice. Amen? That's the truth. Sometimes we need to come to a fresh place and recognize that we have resisted God's open heart towards us and tell the Lord that I want to start again. God, if you will speak afresh to me, I'll start to obey. Amen?
Amen.
Psalms 81, verse 10.
诗篇81章第10节.
The Lord declares, I am the Lord your God,
神说, 我是耶和华你的神,
who brought you out of the land of Egypt,
神把你从埃及地领上来,
brought you out of the world.
让你从世界里,
He exhorts us, open your mouth wide,
你要大大张口,
and I will fill it.
我就给你充满.
Yes, God's heart's open towards you. His voice is open towards you. God says, I want to do good things in your life. But you must put yourself in the position to receive it. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it, He declares. Every time I read this psalm, I get the picture of a bird's nest with a bunch of baby birds in it. Amen? Certainly, we've all seen a film where the little bird's nest is. The mother flies close to the nest to feed the baby birds, and they all start to open their mouth as wide as they can. That's exactly right. Stretching their mouths open wide, stretching their necks, reaching up. Do you see what's going on there? The mother bird flies in with a willingness and openness to feed her children. Amen? And how do they get fed and how do they respond? They stretch and reach and open their mouth wide. Some, the Christian life is not working for some of you. Your faith is being hindered because you don't have the same attitude as those little baby birds. Amen? This isn't a hard thing, is it? It's a very simple thing. If you want God's direction, you want God's provision, you want God's open heart, change your attitude. Start acting like those baby birds, amen? You hear the rustling of God's wings from a distance? You hear God coming? You sense God coming? Don't sit back and wait and watch to see what happens. Get right up to the front and open your mouth wide. I don't know if you've ever seen those baby birds, but there's usually one or two that are fatter than the rest of them. Usually that's the ones that are closer to the edge, right? Who stretch a little farther. God will reward your seeking. Amen?
Amen.
Seekers are blessed. Those who knock, it's opened. Those who ask, receive. Some of you in here are spiritually bankrupt and poor. Because you're not stretching your neck.
You're not
seeking.
你没有在寻找神,
you're not asking.
你没有在祈求他,
you're not knocking.
你没有在敲他的门,
you have not, the scripture says in the book of James, because you ask not.
圣经说,
God's heart is open towards us. Is your heart open towards Him?
神的心是打开的,
Psalms 145:16. The psalmist says about God, you open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Because God's heart is open towards you, His hand is open towards you. Me and you, we can be satisfied if we want.
如果我们愿意, 我们是可以从神得保住,
receive God's blessing. Amen?
我们是可以得到神的祝福。
Proverbs 20:13. Do not love sleep.
不要贪睡。
Some people in the church are spiritual sleepers, aren't they?
很多, 神家中的人都是属灵上的, 睡着的人。
They love to sleep.
他们喜欢睡觉。
They love to rest and stay still and close their eyes.
喜欢休息, 喜欢坐得不动, 喜欢把眼睛闭起来。
Sleep is good, amen?
睡觉是好的。
But if we're constantly closing everything out around us,
但是若是我们向着外面总是闭着眼,
and retreat within ourselves,
睡到我们自己的里面,
the writer of Proverbs says, you will come to poverty.
圣经告诉我们在这里说到,
those who are spiritual sleepers who intentionally, willfully close their eyes and close things out,
在属灵世上沉睡的, 故意的, 有意的, 把自己向一切属灵的事关闭,
will become spiritually impoverished. The writer of Proverbs says, and rather, open your eyes and you will be satisfied with bread. Let's wrap this up just real quickly. As a consequence of being open towards the open heart of God, it will impact the way we are open one towards another. You can't really be open towards the Lord, be receiving the goodness of God, listening and obeying what God says, and have a heart that is closed off towards one another. You know what I mean by a closed heart? You go up and greet a brother or a sister or someone at work.
就像你去,
at work or in business, wherever, in church. Your heart is wide open towards that person. To love them, greet them, welcome them.
爱他们, 向他们打招呼, 欢迎他们。
But you sense sometimes their heart is closed. You share kind, encouraging words, but they don't penetrate.
你跟他分享, 慈爱的话, 好的话,
God doesn't want us to behave this way, does
He?
God, we can freely give to others because we have freely received from the Lord. Amen? Because we trust in Jesus, it empowers us to trust one another. Amen? And part of that expression of really trusting one another is opening our heart to one another. We must be open-hearted towards our family. Amen? Husbands to wives and wives to husbands. Now we're getting personal, aren't we?
It's
touchy. Sons and daughters to mothers and fathers.
Amen?
Communicating in such a way that where we have open hearts towards each other. Where we're trusting one another. Where we're becoming vulnerable to one another. It's not easy to be vulnerable with each other, is it? Kind of scary sometimes? Am I again the only one that ever deals with that?
Yeah, you are.
Okay. I know I need a lot of work. I have a lot of these issues.
You're pretty open.
We must be open with one another in our families, but we must also be open with one another in the church. Amen? Open-hearted, honest, transparent, not closed. We must have hearts that people can see in clearly. Amen? If we're not open towards our loved ones and towards the church, we will find it impossible to truly be open towards those we want to share the gospel with. And amen? A testimony that is not transparent and open, if there's not a quality of transparency and openness in our testimony about the Lord Jesus to others, it will be unattractive. It will be cold. It won't be inviting. Amen? Most people come to the Lord because they feel loved and embraced. As someone shares the testimony, amen? Last two verses out of 2 Corinthians 7. Well, first 2 Corinthians 6 and 7. This was Paul's exhortation to the Corinthian church. Paul had labored there and ministered and worked among the Corinthians. He says, O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. Don't we want ministers like this? Amen? This must, before all, above everything else, be modeled to us by our ministers, an openness, a transparency. Paul says, my heart is wide open. Not guarded, not closed. Not secretive. Not really hard to get to know. An open heart. We must use discretion.
Open heart or mouth?
Open heart.
Okay.
I mean, there are some things we don't share with everybody. Amen. But as a general rule, there needs to be this open heart like Paul's talking about. And he goes on to say, 2 Corinthians 6, 11 through 13, he says, now in return for the same, I speak as to children, you also be open. Paul's saying, hey, I've been open-hearted with you. Respond in the same way. Be open-hearted towards me. This is what the Lord is going for, amen? God is saying, I have been open-hearted to you. I have freely given you everything concerning life and godliness, amen? So he invites us, you be open-hearted towards me. And then Paul sets that same example in the church. He says, my heart has been wide open towards you. You be open towards me. Do you see what God is calling for here in heaven and on earth? Amen? As the old author used to put it, no roof between me and God. And no walls between my brothers and sisters. Amen? If we don't seek this quality of open-heartedness, people will not understand the gospel of Jesus Christ. We may preach the word accurately. We may define the gospel biblically. But if this good gospel presentation isn't carried by a person with an open heart, are you guys listening to me? If it is not carried by a church with an open heart, the gospel will never make sense to a lost and dying world. Amen? My last verse, finally. Did I give you enough verses?
Okay.
Yeah. 2 Corinthians 7:2. Open your hearts to us, Paul appeals again in the next chapter. Look what he says. We have wronged no one. He's talking about as a minister. We have corrupted no one. We have cheated no one. Why are you being closed towards me, is what Paul's saying. Why are you making this so hard? I've been open-hearted with you. Amen?
Amen.
God wants open hearts. His heart is open towards us. That's not up for debate, is it? Day after day after day, he shows us his love, his mercy, his kindness, his compassion, his long-suffering, his care, his provision, his tenderness, over and over and over and over and over. There is no doubt about God's openness and goodness towards us. So he appeals to us, be like those little baby birds. Open wide your mouth. Let me fill you with all the good things that I have for you. And in turn, be open one to another. Amen? If we have been closed to God, if we have closed our mouths and not allowed Him to pour His good things into us, we need to tell the Lord that we are going to change our ways. Amen? And if we have kept our heart closed to one another, fathers, husbands, if you have been closed to your wife, guarded your heart, closed it off from her. You need to ask her for forgiveness. You need to say, I've been wrong. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Wives, if you have closed your heart to your husband or to your children, you need to say, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop doing that.
同样做妻子的, 做母亲的, 若是你
By God's grace, amen? Sons and daughters, it's often a natural experience. As you get older, you want to close your heart. But the family will not work correctly if the children's hearts are not open towards their parents. Amen? Young people, I appeal to you, make sure things are right between your father and mother. Between you and your parents. Body of Christ, believers. Let there not be any division among us. Amen? No closed doors, no attitudes, no bitterness. No judgments and criticism. Amen? God, give us an open heart towards each other. We as the church will never be effective unless we fix this openness between us and God and us and one another. Amen? Amen? Can we pray? Anybody need prayer about this? Probably all of us could stand up and raise both hands. Amen? Let's pray, and we'll just ask, why don't we stand and pray? We all can pray this prayer. And just say, God, create within me an openness. Just go ahead. If you lift your hands. If you feel the freedom to do it, just lift your hands. Say, God, just create in me an open heart towards you. Let's just start and give thanks to the Lord for how open He has been towards us. Amen. Lord, we just thank you, God, that your heart is wide open towards us, Lord Jesus. Wide open towards us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Your love and grace and mercy and goodness and provision. Your voice, God. Thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of God that dwells within us. Thank you, God, for the many different ways that you speak to us, Lord. And God, we just open our heart to you afresh. God, forgive us for if we have been closed towards you, God. Forgive us, Lord, for any closed doors in our heart, Lord Jesus. God, just like baby birds, we stretch our neck towards you. We open our hearts wide towards you, Lord. And we say, fill us, God. Fill us, God. Fill us, God, with every good thing. God, that our eyes might be open, that our ears might be open, that our tongues would be loosed and open, God. God, there would be freedom, no living in dark prisons anymore, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes, Jesus. And God, we just ask that you would tear down every barrier between us and in our families, in our fellowships, between family members, between church members. God, let there be transparency and open hearts, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, if we need to go to a brother or sister, to someone else, and make something right, I pray we would find courage and faith to do that. God, we just recommit taking the time to get out of the traffic and out of the multitude, the crowd, so we might have an open communication between you and us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, I just pray that you would refresh and revive the church in Walnut, God. Refresh and revive. An open heaven, an open heart, and an open hand. God, let there be openness from top to bottom. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,